We've got some great hidden gems in our streaming services to talk about this morning.
We do.
We have some cool stuff. We're kicking off with Sam or Chris this morning?
We're kicking off with Chris.
With Chris. Okay. Chris, what have we got?
Well, we have a new album from Juliana Hatfield, and it's called Pussycat, her new album.
Okey-dokey.
It's streaming on Spotify, and it was released in May this year. Now, Juliana Hatfield, she's been making music since the late 80s. As a solo artist mainly, but also as a member of the Juliana Hatfield Trio, the Lemonheads, and Minor Alps.
I've always thought it an interesting concept to name a band after yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
A very self-indulgent concept.
It can be a bit like that. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
I don't know how the other members would feel.
No.
Yeah.
I'm the trio.
I am two of the trio.
I am two of the trio. So yeah. We've got Pussycat, yeah. And it's a solo album.
It's a solo album, yeah. And she actually, before she recorded this album, kind of said she was done with music for a while.
Oh.
Because she's been making music for about 20, 25 years.
Bless.
So she's like, look, I've said all I can through music.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a rest for a while.
Fair enough.
And then we all know what happened with the Trump election. And
is that what inspired her to come back?
This is what inspired her to come back.
Really?
Sounds like a political album.
Wow. Yeah, it's a very political album.
Nice.
It was recorded over just 12 days in Massachusetts late last year.
Yeah.
In the wake of Donald Trump's election. And I guess it's sort of just a reaction to America's horror at having Trump as president.
Wow.
And that's something that comes through on every single track.
Every single track?
It's so direct. It is not an album with a couple of songs about Trump. It is an album.
I kind of get the Pussycat reference now.
Yeah.
Grabbing them.
Yeah, yeah. Grabbing.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Right. I get it.
Yep.
I get it.
It all makes sense now.
It all makes sense. Okay.
That was beautiful.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I just want to be a part of the Julia Hatfield Trio.
Oh, you can be. Okay. They've reformed.
Have they really?
Yeah, they have.
Oh,
they have. They
seriously?
Released an album in 2015. Yeah. Yep. So maybe they're auditioning for drummers or something.
Quartet?
Quartet, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's make it a quartet. Yeah.
I'm available, guys.
On Triangle,
that's it.
Tambourine.
So this is available on Spotify.
Yeah, it's available on Spotify.
Cool.
And it's just such a... I love how direct the lyrics are on the album. It pulls no punches. It's just... It's attacking Trump. And other predatory men as well. Bill Cosby gets an honourable mention on one track.
Dishonourable mention.
We'll
call it.
Yeah, let's call it that. it's so direct lyrically. And
interesting.
Yeah, it's really kind of angry lyrically, but the music is really like sunny and crunchy and catchy.
Okay.
So it's a really nice mix.
What a weird juxtaposition.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
So sit down with your headphones this afternoon and just feel political outrage.
Yeah. But with catchy tunes.
But
in
with
the
catchy
background.
Tunes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Sam, I overheard you say this morning that this is probably the strangest word of the week.
Yeah.
Swimming upstream.
We're not doing word of the week.
Oh my goodness, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Excuse me. Yeah, I do have a bit of a weird streaming thing to talk about. This might not be one that you want to go out actively and watch unless you're a bit of a thrill seeker. It's a TV series called Off the Air.
Okay.
Every episode is streaming on YouTube. There's no plot, there's no storyline, no characters. It is a compilation of the most confusing, kind of disturbing, kind of beautiful short films from all of these different creators. None of them look alike, but every episode is given one word, like animals or space or death. And that word is a running theme throughout the whole thing.
What?
Yeah, it's very strange. It's really a grab bag of stuff. There's episodes that are quite relaxing. Like if you really want to get into it, Liquid is a good place to start. That episode, you get crashing waves, of course, all this serene imagery. Okay. Paired with really good music as well. They're known for breaking more underground artists.
Okay.
Awesome.
In the US. Other times you just get really clever artsy stuff. There's a really striking image from the show is this apple that they've filmed being dehydrated, and then they've played it forwards and backwards over and over. So it looks like it's going back and forth. It looks like it's breathing.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. And naturally, they've put like a creepy sound of someone's breath over
creepy.
The top of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might not want to watch that if you're a bit squeamish. At the very end of the spectrum, there's an episode called Nightmares as well, which I have yet to watch for obvious reasons. I'm not really a horror man myself. I just really
watch it in the morning, not at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't watch it overnight, please.
Early in the morning with a nice cup of tea.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Calming.
Yeah.
Feel soothed.
Maybe calming vibe.
Yeah. Maybe a teddy bear
and
as well.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Another thing I want to mention is one of the main reasons it's still obscure. It airs on American TV, but it's on at 4 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, there's a good indicator of what we're watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also, for some reason, on a children's network as well. It's on Cartoon Network.
Obviously, only some of the episodes then.
Yeah. I mean, it's only like 15 minutes long, so it's like a...
There's a
very, very small chance you'll watch it. But there are all these stories of people who fell asleep in front of their TV and woke up
watching
to this insane show, and they wrote letters of complaint to the station and stuff.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, imagine falling asleep and waking up at 4 a.m. to an apple breathing.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird.
It's or sad. To the Nightmares episode.
The Nightmares episode would be a little bit more terrifying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're really short bursts of unexpected. So
how do we find this on YouTube? We just search Off the Air.
Search Off the Air on YouTube and you'll find it. There's 24 episodes, so there's a really... nice mix to choose from.
Awesome.
So if we're feeling calming, the liquid one's quite good.
Yeah.
Good introduction is the liquid one.
Yeah, so if you're into that, you might want to go into the other ones, but otherwise probably stay away.
Okay.
Just want to bring this to the forefront. It's really hidden.
If you have the guts to watch the Nightmare episode, we want to hear from you too.
Yeah.
Let us know what's on it.
2SER.com on Facebook and Twitter.
That's it. We're at 2SER on all of the socials, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Guys, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us this morning.